contributor to antiwar.com. All right, gentlemen, crosstalk rules in effect. That means you can jump in anytime you want. John, if I go to you first in Boston, how would you assess the state of American empire? Because we have a Democrat in power. It doesn't look that much different when a Republican was in power. So what is the state of the American empire in your mind?
Well, it's nice to be on and to join this discussion. I think the very way you put it, American empire, is something that we don't often hear in the United States. For many people, the idea that we have a military empire, despite our 1,000 bases around the world, is a new idea, or one that they might not have considered at all. But I think...
Well, you know, John, if I can ask you, why is that the case, do you think? I mean, with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of bases around the world, a global presence of a military that is not even comparable to any other country in the world, in the history of the world, and Americans don't know about it?
Well, I think in a certain way that they don't. That if you ask people, how much we spend on our military and our military reach, if you ask people how many bases we have around the world, most don't know. Most are surprised. But I think that is changing, and I think it's changing across the board. As a matter of fact, although he won't win the Republican nomination for president, I think the appearance of Ron Paul and the libertarian sentiment, which is against these foreign interventions on principle,